everybody. This is Mike Orshan, and this is the first segment of North American Sustainability. Our first series will be on water security, and it's sponsored by
the State of New Mexico and
the North American Institute.
The Institute brings leading thinkers from academia, business, and nonprofit institutions, the government, labor, and the media together to share ideas on emerging issues such as smart borders, green trade, corridors, and generally speaking, building trinational leadership.
Our first guest is the president of the North American Institute, Tim Douglas. And Tim, hello, and could you give us a little background on yourself?
This is a great opportunity for us to talk to people throughout North America, from Canada, Mexico, and the United States, about really important issues that we're all facing together. My own background is 13 years as a mayor of a border areas city in the Cascadia corridor between Vancouver and Seattle, the city of Bellingham. And in that regard, I've dealt with over and over with natural resource issues and economic issues, as well as the movement of people across borders. So it's very important to our economy here, and that's the reason I became involved with the North American Institute.
Give us a little history of NAMI. When did it start, and what was the genesis, and who's involved?
NAMI started 21 years ago, at the time that NAFTA was being discussed and then actually was adopted. Of course, it raised all sorts of issues about the relationships between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, including the flow of goods and people. And these were critical issues that also raised environmental questions. When NAFTA was adopted, there was a side agreement signed that assured that environmental issues would be tackled and given as much consideration as some of the economic issues. So NAMI stepped forward and has had consistently convened groups to look at various issues along the way and done research into some of these issues. The work began really with John Wirth, a professor at Stanford University, who was also a member of the advisory council to the secretariat in Canada that was the headquarters for the NAFTA environmental agreement. Many issues came up during the initial years of NAFTA, and of course now, with an agreement that's been in place for some time, we're beginning to get on to some other realities that have settled in.
The most successful part of NAFTA were the amount of environmental groups and initiatives between the United States and Mexico, and I imagine Canada was involved. So it looks like it was a successful, that part, that genesis of NAMI was pretty successful. Is that from NAMI?
Well, one of the things that made it successful, too, I think, was very active citizenry, representatives from each of the three countries appointed to an advisory council that really helped the secretariat take a look at the issues it was trying to wrestle with. That's served us, I think, very well. In fact, I served on a panel with two Mexicans, two Canadians, and another American and myself, both, all of us appointed by our respective federal governments, to decide each year on the granting of up to $2 million Canadian funds in environmental projects that were trinational or binational in nature and that were community-based. So this would be, for example, there could be communities in Mexico that were losing their forests through very aggressive harvesting. We're trying to find other plants and materials that had economic value that could be raised that would protect the forest. Things, for example, like shade-grown coffee. All of these kinds of things were ways in which people could really get serious about the implications of preserving our environment.
How do you see these broadcasts rolling out? What can the audience expect to hear?
Well, clearly, if we're going to successfully create a new approach to water issues, these very pressing issues, we have got to do something to get viewpoints out and on the table. And so in these broadcasts, we want to solicit from sectors in Mexico, in Canada, and the United States their views on water. What's affecting their national perspective? And what are their most urgent needs around the issues of water? But there also are user groups of water. We have, for example, energy production. We have the industrial sector. We have domestic use of water. We have agricultural use. Each of these compete for a limited resource, and there are opportunities for conservation and for the intervention of scientific knowledge to help us come up with some new solutions. We'd like to explore each of those in the upcoming sessions.
We'll get the broadcasts out there. We're going to get policy views. We'll get some interesting concepts from people inside the industries that depend on water as item number one. Where are we going to go with this body of work? What can we expect to happen because this is now out there?
Our desire is to create a framework of information, data, political perspective that can be brought to bear on this. Certainly in the United States, we have a change coming in the federal government, and there's going to be a new opportunity to really forge ahead on this very crucial issue. And while it may not be something that is going to be comfortably talked about in the campaigns, once somebody is in the president's office in a new administration, they are going to have to get right on it. And this is why we're anxious to draw in information from the scientific perspective, also the social impacts, the economic impacts of water, and make sure that this information is broadly shared. That's one of the key values of these broadcasts and podcasts.
What's the relationship between NAMI and perhaps a White House, a Congress on the Canadian and the Mexican side?
Well, I think one of the things is that the history of NAMI has been one that is trusted. That is, they've done a lot of important homework and have always maintained a neutrality and not an advocacy role. So it's been possible for people to bring even rather controversial ideas forward, knowing that they are going to be subjected to constructive debate and discussion that will perhaps bring forward some new understandings. And again, the fact that this is a trilateral effort, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, so that it's not U.S.-centric, because we do have the largest economy, a large population, but we really need the perspectives and cooperation of each of the three countries in North America if we're going to be successful.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you, audience. This is Mike Orshan. The subject is North America Sustainability, and this is a series at NorthAmericanInstitute.org. Please subscribe, and we welcome your comments, and we'll talk to you all real soon. Thank you.